Home care, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to get home care for my son. I don't live in Missouri. Do you guys take Illinois as well?
Sure. Which county do you live?
East St. Louis, Illinois.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
East St. Louis, Illinois.
What's the zip code?
East St. Louis, Illinois.
Yeah, do you have the zip code?
62203.
Let me check. Yes, we actually do service that area. Which age is your, how old is your son?
He's 51.
51?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, we definitely can help him. Let me just, do you have a caregiver or you want one from our agency?
I don't understand what you said. You say what now?
Do you have a caregiver that wants to work for him? Do you want to work for him?
No, I want to work for him.
You want to work?
I've been working for you. Yes.
Okay, sure. We can definitely assist you. Give me just one second, please.
He's disabled.
Oh, I see. Okay, what's your son's first and last name?
First name is Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E.
Sorry, again, P?
P-I-E-R-R-E.
And last name?
Tinon, T-I-N-O-N.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
T as in Tom,
mm-hmm.
I-N-O-N.
Okay, and the date of birth?
9/24/74. Hello?
Yes, I'm just checking.
Okay.
So,
sorry, that's okay. I didn't hear anything. I'm happy.
Does your son have Medicaid?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. I see that it doesn't come up. Let me confirm the spelling again. First name is P-I-E-R-I-E?
No, P-I-E-R-R-E.
So, P-I-E-R-I-E?
No, I think you spelled it. It's P as in Paul, I-E-R-R-E. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. P as in Peter, I as in Igloo, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, I as in Igloo, E as in Edward?
No, I. It's only one I.
Oh, R, a double R?
Double R. Then
got
E.
It. I'm sorry. That's my mistake. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the last name is T as in Tom, I N as in Nancy, O N as in Nancy?
N as in Nancy as well.
That's what I said. T I N as in Nancy, O N as in Nancy.
T I N O N. T as in Tom, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, O as in Octopus, N as in Nancy.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
And date of birth, September 24, 1974?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me try again, because it seems like he doesn't have Medicaid.
Okay. What is it that he has, Medicaid or Medicare?
Maybe he only has Medicare, because it doesn't come up.
It's Medicaid. Hold on. Let me ask him.
Okay, sure.
Medicaid or Medicare, or do you have both? Mm-hmm. You have Medicare. Mm-hmm. You don't have Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to be under Medicaid.
Yes, yes, he has to be under Medicaid. But we can definitely help him apply for Medicaid. Do you want to apply?
I don't know if he can. How do we apply for it? What do you mean,
we're going to help you apply. That's not a problem. Let me check what the income has to be. Hold on. What's his monthly income?
I think it's like $1,300 a month.
Okay, so he will be able to apply for Medicaid. He probably will be eligible for Medicaid. And then once he has Medicaid, then we can help him get home care services and sign you up as the caregiver.
Okay, well, he's not, I have to let him give you that information. So can I call you back?
Sure. Do you need my direct line?
Yes, please. Hold
okay,
on, let me
sure.
get a pencil.
Sure.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I will. Okay, I'm ready. Hello.
Okay, so my direct line is 314 501 2528.
And your name is?
My name is Miriam.
Miriam?
Yeah, Miriam. Miriam.
I have a daughter's not named Miriam. Okay.
Oh, that's
okay. I'll give you a call back
okay.
once you get up out of bed, okay?
Okay, sure. No problem. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Miriam. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.